Another good day. Like the energy coming off the off day. Good ebb and flow and presenting them with some challenges, some new things, pitting guys against each other in competitive situations. Not only to test them in that regard from a competitive spirit standpoint, but the ability to execute technique under those circumstances. It's the reality of it. You're not going to win without technique. So we got some guys that have the proper energy and urgency, if you will, but are still growing in technical areas. But that's why we're here. Good day. We'll look at it, grow from it, and move forward and have another good day tomorrow, hopefully. Nothing really new on the injury front. All the guys that are out are continuing to progress, whether it's Alexander or Mike Mitchell or Le'Veon Bell. Blanche Flower has a high ankle. He's looking at least a week. CJ is day-to-day. He's got a chance. And Zumwalt is kind of day-to-day with that groin. Some normal bumps and bruises, but by and large, been pretty good. Hopefully it stays that way. Questions?
Great. All right.
How does Antonio Brown take on more of an under-control?
Antonio does what he always does. He works extremely hard. He's extremely focused. More people probably pay attention to what it is that he does. Now, obviously, his position within the group has changed over the years, but Antonio hasn't changed one bit in terms of his approach to the work. Probably got a bigger audience.
Like, how are you handle the workload of quarterbacks?
You know, we'll play it by ear like we do all the other positions. Obviously, it starts with seven and then flows down from there in terms of his readiness and what he needs. But all of those guys get plenty of opportunity to show what they're capable of. He just walks like that.
Mike, you get Ramon Foster back today. He's pretty tough. His mom was pretty young. And how'd he look one day back?
Glad to have Ramon back. Not only is he a solid player and a great person, a leader, does a good job within his group and outside his group. You know, you can just live day by day and we'll surround him with the brotherly love that we have for him and move forward.
Is the offensive line looking good for you today?
It's ebb and flow. Like I said the other day, one unit will come out and have a good day, piss the other unit off, they'll come back and win the next one. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow.
I can't comment on Joe Green's jersey retirement.
You know, first of all, obviously, everybody knows what he means. But it's one of those few moments where you just glad to be there, you know. I took a step back in that moment and said, man, that's awesome. I can say I was there when we retired Joe's number. That's the stature that man has, not only for this organization, but for football. Tip of the cap to him, obviously.
Like, do you feel good about the overall competition you have here? Is it better than maybe in the past year?
I'm not comparing it to anything in the past. I feel good about where we are with this group.
Mike, do you wish it was hotter?
I do, but I don't have control over that, so I'm not losing a whole lot of sleep.
Is there anything you can do to compensate? I mean, do you try to run them a little bit longer than you would on a normal day just to try to get some?
Nah, we're going to come out here and do the work and the elements of the elements. We step into stadiums. We've got no control over that. We take it how it comes. We worry about the variables that we can control, and that's our readiness, our mindset, our execution, et cetera.